Load Trail makes trailers for personal and light commercial vehicles. The company's one location is in Sumner, an unincorporated community about 100 miles northeast of Dallas. Load Trail's website says that about 500 people work at the assembly plant. One of them is Oscar Ramirez of Commerce. Ramirez says he's a welder at Load Trail.
We were just working, you know, like we normal day, everything, and we showed up, and then all of a sudden the police just came in, and they started telling everybody to go one side, and then we all went to one side, and then they took us down to a different shop, which is a stacking base way down there, and then the immigration showed up, and they started asking us if we had papers, you know.
Witnesses have told multiple news outlets how armed agents checked workers' IDs. Those with satisfactory documentation were given green wristbands and allowed to leave. Others were taken into custody.
They were going to take the immigrants that didn't have papers and deport them if they have any criminal records. And if they don't have a criminal record and they've never been deported, then they'll have a chance to get out with the fine, you know.
More than 100 arrests were made yesterday. The Dallas Morning News reports this isn't the first time Load Trail has been in trouble for its employment practices. In 2014, the company was fined almost $500,000 as a penalty for employing undocumented workers. ICE has not said where detainees were taken on Tuesday. The agency's website lists a telephone hotline for people seeking information about family members. Reporting from Commerce, this is Mark Haslett.